George Tenet's resignation also drew mixed reactions from Republicans in Congress, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Tenet's closest allies on Capitol Hill were careful today to reiterate Tenet's stated reason for leaving the CIA, personal family matters. Senate Armed Services Committee Chair John Warner of Virginia took a call this morning from Tenet and his wife.
She corroborated fully his story that it was a resignation that he felt was appropriate given his family interests. And he talked to the president about it. The president was very gracious.
Warner expressed complete confidence in the CIA director and said he's sad to see Tenet go. But there are those in the majority party that are not so sad and who seem to doubt the move was made for purely personal reasons. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby, a former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says he counts more intelligence failures under Tenet than any other director of Central Intelligence in history. And House Speaker Dennis Hastert, when asked if Tenet did a good job, had this answer.
I think history will tell. It's too early to make that snap judgment. We're still trying to find out ramifications of intelligence, and I think history will either vindicate him or say that, hey, there was a problem there.
Lawmakers who deal with intelligence issues regularly say they believe the transition from Tenet to CIA Deputy Director John McLaughlin will be seamless. But many Republicans were also looking beyond that to a possible replacement. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas spoke the name on nearly everyone's lips today, that of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Porter Goss.
Porter Goss would be an excellent director of anything that has to do with intelligence. He's one of the brightest persons I know and really understands the community.
Florida Congressman Porter Goss is a former CIA agent. He said his jaw dropped this morning when he found out that Tenet was resigning. And as for the circulation of his name as a possible replacement, Goss said,
I have had no contact, no offers, and made no requests. I mean, I don't know how I can say it plainer.
When pushed a little further, Goss did say he would certainly be interested in the post.
Anybody would always be flattered to be considered for a position of responsibility in any administration. That's a nice thing.
But though Goss's name was the first mentioned, it is not likely to be the last. Many congressional Republicans specified one job requirement today, that whoever takes up George Tenet's post should be ready to make large-scale changes in U.S. intelligence agencies. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.